Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sheila Coley. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm standing in for Mary Hollis, our director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. We welcome you to the call for this evening. We're so grateful that it is the Tuesday following Easter, which is Resurrection Sunday. We trust that everybody had an enjoyable Easter. You got to spend time with your family. You got to go to service where you could worship. You even maybe got to get your hair done, your nails done, even maybe got a new outfit. It was certainly interesting and enjoyable watching pictures on Facebook of families and the children that were all dressed up. And so we just want us to be reminded that, you know, we cannot always have to live in the Saturday. The Saturday of Easter, before Easter, was a day of mourning because they thought that their Savior had died. So we don't have to live in a sad, depressed, distressed state anymore. We can live Sundays from now on where we can rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Savior. So every day we can celebrate Resurrection Day. The Next Chapter Widows Ministry is always glad to have you on the call. We want to encourage you to always invite others to join the call each Tuesday evening from 10 to 10:30. We would like to encourage you to not only join the call, but also be prayerful for the ministry, as well as for all of the women who have lost their husbands and have had to transition through those many changes that move us into the next chapter of our lives. This evening, I have a couple of things I wanted to share with you. We hope that Mary may be able to join in. She's enjoying spring break with her her daughter and his family. And we encourage her to take a break from time to time because she works so diligently in this ministry that she from time to time deserves some time off. And I'm more than excited and willing to step in when necessary. But the first thing I want to share with you is a word from a book that I have that's called Sparkling Gems from the Greek. It's by the author's name Rick Renner. And it's 365 days of devotions. But what makes this so special is that it's a study in the Greek word. And so it allows us to sharpen our understanding of God's word from one of the original languages. And the thought for this evening, or the topic for this evening, is to never forget that you are more than a conqueror. And coming off of Easter Sunday, I thought that would just be such a wonderful thing when Christ, before Christ died, he says, greater things that I've done, you shall also do. And we are more than conquerors, not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. And when I think about, you know, little girls, we dress them up in our nice little dresses and we put our tiaras on and they play little princesses. And that's a wonderful thing for a while. But as we mature into womanhood, I'm reminded sometimes we have to take off our tiaras and pick up the sword. There are some things that we have to struggle our way through, challenges that occurring in our life that requires us to take on that sword and to actually fight our way through it. And the scripture in the book of Romans, chapter 8, it talks about we needing to be not just conquerors, but more than conquerors. And the Apostle Paul says, nay, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So we're not conquerors just on our own, but we're conquerors through Christ, who loved us so much so that he sacrificed his life on the cross for us. I have a question for you. I want you to think about this. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as a champion who wins nearly every fight? Or do you see yourself as a loser, someone who struggles along, never seeming to quite conquer a single problem? How you perceive yourself is very important because it will ultimately affect the way other people see you. So how you see yourself can sometimes affect others' perception of you. Take a look in the mirror if you're somewhere where you're a mirror, if you got a hand mirror, you're close to your bathroom, take a look in your mirror and see what reflection do you see when you look in there. Have you ever met someone who had a bad self-image or who always seemed to carry on an air of inferiority around her? It isn't hard to discern this attitude in people. They feel so badly about themselves that they exude this negative perception of themselves and their sense of insecurity. On the other hand, have you ever met people who are self-confident, self-assured? You know, it's easy to recognize their confidence. Why? Because a confident person exudes confidence. So as you are recovering from your loss and you're moving ahead in this new life called widowhood, how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as one who can conquer a problem, or do you have self-inferiority, low self-esteem issues? It's a simple fact that you will inevitably project what you feel about yourself to others. So this question about how you see yourself is very important. If you see yourself as a champion who wins every fight, then that's exactly how others will see you. If you see yourself as someone who struggles with wrestles with a bad self-image, that is precisely how others will perceive you. Ask you another question. How do you have a prayer life, or how do you ask others to pray for you? Do you act boldly as if you're the daughter of the Most High and you would like your Father in heaven to do something for you, or do you act very meekly and very reserved, hoping that he would do something for you? So as we look at our verse for this evening, which is found in chapter 8, verse 37 of the book of Romans, we see that God has something to say us about this very topic. Now, in this verse, Paul declares that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I want to especially draw your attention to the phrase more than conquerors that we've already talked about. It comes from the Greek word hupernikos, and that's a compound of two words. The first word is super, and the second word is nikos. And so when we join those two words together, Paul is making one fabulous, jam-packed, power-filled statement about both you and me. The word more than is derived from the Greek word super, which really means over and above and beyond. It's sort of like something that is way beyond measure. It carries the idea of superiority, something that is the utmost, paramount, foremost, first rate, first class, top-notch, greater, higher, better than, superior to. You know what I mean. More than a match for, unsurpassed, unequal, unraveled by any person or thing. Now, Paul uses the same word to denote what kind of conquerors we are in Jesus Christ. We are hyper conquerors, which means we are more than conquerors. So we are greater conquerors. We are superior conquerors. We are higher and better conquerors. We are more than a match for any fire, any enemy we may have or any bad situation we may find ourselves in. But we must continue to the next part of the verse where Paul calls us conquerors. Now, the word conqueror is from the Greek word, which means nikos. It's N-I-K-O-S. It says this word describes an overcomer, a conqueror, a champion, a victor, or a master. It is the picture of an overwhelming, prevailing force. However, the word nikos alone wasn't strong enough to make Paul's point. So he combined the two words. So Paul is saying we're not just a conqueror. We're not just a force. We're not just a master or a champion, but we're even greater than that. So when you put these two words together that declares inside of Jesus Christ, we want you to know on this evening that you are overwhelming, an overwhelming conqueror. This word is so power-packed that one could interpret it as phenomenal, walloping conqueror force. That's precisely who you are in Jesus Christ. So stop looking at yourself as a struggling loser. Stop being whiny. Stop saying, my husband is not here. What will I ever do? Stop saying things like, oh, if my children would just stop by and do this for me, or the people from church just haven't come to visit me. You know, there is so much on me. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it, or I'm going to make it the best way I can. That's precisely who you are in Jesus Christ. You are more than a conqueror. So this verse declares that you are always the winner. You are never, ever, ever a loser, no matter what your situation is. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's a health concern. Maybe there's some relationship challenges. Maybe your children or grandchildren are causing you some challenges. Maybe there's a situation where there's some repairs that need to be done to your house or to your car. Whatever your challenges are, remember that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. So there's a couple other questions I want to ask you. Be mindful of these questions and find an answer that works for you. How do you honestly see yourself in life? Do you see yourself as a winner or a loser? I want you to think about it because I really want you to take time to respond to that on this call tonight. So if you want to respond to that, I encourage you to push the number one on your phone, and that lets me know that you're willing to share with us this evening whether you think you're a winner or a loser. So we'll allow time at the end of our program tonight for you to actually share what your thoughts are on that. And so there's a confession, because sometimes it's very hard for us, you know, to decide what works best for us. So here's a confession for you. And you can kind of repeat after me. You can say, I boldly declare that in Jesus Christ, I am a conqueror who is utmost, paramount, foremost, first rate, first class, and top notch, greater, higher, and better than. This is your confession. I'm not finished. It says that I am superior to, I'm preeminent, I'm dominant, I'm incomparable, I'm more than a match for, I'm unsurpassed, I'm unequaled, and I'm unraveled by any challenge that would ever try to come against me. We want you to know that you are more than a conqueror. So whatever your challenges are that you're experiencing now, we want you to put that challenge into subjection to the Word of God this evening. We want to remind you that God is able to keep you in every situation. And actually, I want to share with you something that I was thinking about in reference to being more than a conqueror. I was thinking about a time when the tree fell in my yard, and I was sitting there looking out the window, and the tree came tumbling down. And I was like, oh, my, there is a tree laying in my yard. And so my concern was, how much would it cost to have that tree removed? Well, oh, my, you know, who could come and fix this tree for me? Who could repair it? How much would it cost? Would there be enough money there to have it fixed? And so I was looking out my window one day, and these tree trucks pulled up in front of my house. The big one that they lay the logs on, and then the chipper, and then the little truck. And they just stood out there for a little while. And so as I went out there to find out why they were standing in front of the house, because I certainly hadn't ordered any repairs from anybody, I went out there, and they said they was there to service a house in the neighborhood. So I asked how much would it cost to remove the tree. And I showed them the tree, and they said they could remove it for me and it wouldn't charge me anything for that. And so I want to remind you that I am more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. There is nothing that occurs in our lives that God hasn't given us the ability. He hasn't given us the right words. He's given us everything we need to overcome that particular situation. So that's what I wanted to share with you. So when you have some time, turn to the book of Romans. It's in the New Testament, and it's chapter 8 and verse 37. I'm going to read it one last time for you before I close this segment of the program. It says, "Nay, in all these things," and these things will be all the things that we talked about, "we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." So that's what I really wanted to share with you this evening. I thank you so very much for, you know, your attention to me this evening. So if anybody wanted to share, just let me know if you wanted to share a few words about if you have seen yourself as a conqueror or not. Brenda?
Yes.
Oh, did you want to share something? Hey, Brenda.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are you, Sheila?
I'm good. I'm good.
I want to share, you know, I know that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. He strengthens me. He has really, really been good in my life. And I was looking at that I have moments of peace in the presence of God. And I used to think, it made me think about the time when I sat around and I was lonely and feeling sorry for myself. And I realized that God has brought me such a long way. He is a heart restorer. He has mended my heart. And now I can honestly walk around with a smile on my face and just rejoice in God. I thank him for being there for me. The scripture tells us that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. And I can honestly say that he has did that for me in my life. And I encourage all the widows to just trust in his word and walk in his word and just allow him to lead and guide you. And then in those moments of loneliness and, you know, feeling sorry for yourself, just seek God and he'll bring peace to you. I remember when I had to fly for my disability, it was just another thing I had to deal with in my life with my health. And so that was an issue for me. And everybody would come to me and say, well, you know, you might have to apply three times. You know, you might have to get an attorney because they turn you down. And I had to not allow that in my spirit. I had to tell them when they would say that I'm not receiving that, I'm believing God the first time around. And I thank God and praise God because in 3 months I was approved for my disability. And so he has really taken care of me through all I've gone through. It'll be 10 years in October since my husband and mom. And I never thought that I would be happy again. I never thought that I could talk about him not being in my life again. I never thought that I could just smile and just jump for joy and just live my life again. I wanted to just clam in a hole and just go away. But God said no. And I thank him for that.
All right. Thank you, Brenda, for sharing that. You know, our testimonies always, you know, strengthens others. Couple of things I want to mention to you. One is, as you know, I have for the last 20-some years been doing taxes. And so I just want to leave a couple of pieces of information with you, and just in the event that you're having any challenges April 15th is the deadline to file your individual tax return, April the 15th. But you can also file an extension if you cannot get your taxes done on time or the person who's doing them can't get them done for you in time. You can file a six-month extension. Have your tax preparer to file that for you. That gives you an automatic six-month extension to file. That extension is not an extension of time to pay. So if you owe money, the extension is not going to prevent you from having penalties and interest that will accrue. It only keeps you from paying the late filing penalty. That's all it does. So if you haven't filed your taxes and you need to do so, please do that by the 15th. But if you can't, just have the person who prepares your taxes to do a extension. And because you all are widows, if you are a widow within the last couple of years and you have a dependent, you can still get you can still use the qualifying widower filing status. If it's after those couple of years, you're happy to use head of household. But if you have no dependents, you will be filing single. And so I know sometimes that's a very challenging thing to do, after you've been filing jointly for so many years. But make sure that you consult a tax preparer, especially if this is the year or in the last year you've had a loss, because your tax return can look differently and you don't want those surprises, you know, kicking in because you didn't know. So we wanted to, you know, leave that piece of information with you. And as always, you can always give me a call and contact me through Mary, and I can answer any questions that you have. A couple of announcements Mary wanted me to give you is we're meeting on Saturday, from 9 to 11. So if you're here in the Georgia area and you are available to meet with us, we encourage you to do so. And on a more exciting note, a real exciting note, is that our trip to Memphis is January the 12th through the 14th. We still have some seats available. Don't have a whole lot of seats available. We do have some. Yes.
Sheila, that's June.
Okay. No, we want to thank you so very much. June the 12th through the 14th of June. That's what it is. Friday through Sunday, we'll be going to Memphis, Tennessee. And as always, if you enjoyed any of our trips before, we can assure you that you will enjoy this one. So that concludes our show for tonight. We thank you so very much for participating. And we'll see you on next Tuesday night. Hopefully Mary will be back. And so we conclude this program. We encourage you to stay on and listen to the music. And you have a wonderful night. Good night.
Good night.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a Savior who turned me around and he placed his love on me. And I will trust him, yeah. For favor.
this is my season to reap what I have sown. This is my season for grace, for favor. Yeah. This is my season to reap what I have sown. Y'all listen to this. See, I haven't been perfect, but I sure been faithful. See, God's got a purpose, yes, and I know He's able. I've got to see in the ground that He's blessing, no more stressing. I've got to see in the ground. Now I'm knowing and it's showing.
Getting better.